From Tidbits on November 19th, 2007, this is the audio version of Bonus Stories, written by Adam Sangst. One of the advantages of our web redesign is that it's a lot easier for us to publish articles and blog posts than ever before. The downside of that flexibility is that we now have much more content than we've been able to squeeze into each email issue while keeping the issue to a reasonable size. We've dealt with this so far by focusing on the most timely and relevant content for the email issue, but that's come at the expense of keeping otherwise excellent articles from our tens of thousands of email subscribers. No longer. We're going to start an email-only bonus stories column in which we list some of the most useful and interesting articles that have so far appeared only on the website. Simply click through to read the full articles on our website. Do note these stories may not have received the final edit pass that pieces in an email issue receive, and that our blog posts tend to be a bit less formal than normal articles. Some of these articles may still make their way into an email issue when we have a slow week. We have quite a bit of a backlog, so we're going to start slow while we feel out the best approach and format to present these listings. But we have a good feeling about this project. Text wants to be read. Here we go. Talking your way out of a plastic bag. Turns out that an iPhone is interoperable with plastic baggies. Wiretap Studio, lossless editing and real-time audio preview. Ambrosia Software's new Wiretap Studio ups the ante in the field of easy-to-use recording and editing tools. Find out what Andy Affleck, author of Take Control of Podcasting on the Mac, thinks of the new release and how it stacks up against existing tools. Nokia N800 Internet Tablet. iPhone without the phone? Many people claim they want the iPhone without the phone part, but the iPod Touch seems to have a few too many limitations. What about Nokia's N800 Internet Tablet, which provides a full-featured web browser and a Linux-based platform? Travis Butler looks deep into the N800 to see how it stacks up. ICANN tests non-Roman characters and domain names. Speakers and writers of languages that use non-Roman character scripts and letters should rejoice they'll finally be able to type .com in their native tongue and keyboards. Stop the catalog madness with catalog choice. If you hate receiving unnecessary and overly frequent catalogs as much as Adam does, check out Catalog Choice, a new free service aimed at helping reduce the 19 billion catalog thrown at us each year. Use custom CSS to tweak Tidbits display. A Tidbits reader wrote to us with a suggestion for the new website redesign. My top suggestion of all suggestions is to make the title in all caps so your new format is easier to scan. That's not something we'll be implementing, but if you want it, you can use CSS to make it happen. The full text of this article is available in this audio file in the lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, follow links, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and please do let me know on Tidbits Talk what you think about these bonus stories articles.